our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
Associate and the person of Reverend Hurd and Reverend Smith in his absence, to all of our deacons, officers, and members, and to our visitors, I just got to say God is good. Now I need your prayers because I still haven't gotten my voice back completely. Maybe today I can preach through it. Amen. But I need your prayers. This is a beautiful morning. Beautiful. I've been to, was at the New Willow Church this morning at the sunrise service. Amen. So this is my second service. I feel pretty good. Amen. Now, I would that you look with me at Mark's Gospel, chapter number 16. Thank God for our young people. Give them a hand for the program. We have a beautiful group of young people, and thank God for those who are working with them. Amen. They are doing a fine job. And that choir, I believe you better touch them up a little bit. Amen. 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 They have been singing out of their souls. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 16, I want to read verses number 1 through 6 with the emphasis on verse number 6 where we draw our subject. Mark 16th chapter, beginning at verse 1. Everybody got to say amen. And if I need a little more time, say, hold on. All right, we'll believe we're all together. And it reads, now when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, brought spices that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they said among themselves, who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us? But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. The grass withers, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, preacher going to talk about good news from the graveyard. Amen. That's my subject this morning. Good news from the graveyard. Let me begin by saying saying to all of us, happy Easter. Amen. Happy Easter. Or perhaps I should say happy Resurrection Day. Now, I know the word Easter is found in the Bible in the Old King James Version, but it comes from the word Pascha, talking about the Jewish Passover. Now, the word Easter is believed to come from an Anglo-Saxon name for the Teutonic or pre-Germanic goddess of spring and fertility. Her festivals were celebrated on the day of the spring equinox. Now, many of the traditions used in her worship have survived all the way up until this day because the Easter Bunny is a symbol of fertility. The egg is painted with bright colors to represent the sunlight of spring. And giving the baskets filled with treats are just a few of the traditions that have survived to this day. But might I remind us this morning that Resurrection Sunday, Easter, is not really about Easter bunnies, Easter eggs, or giving gifts. is about the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ arose from the dead on the first resurrection Sunday that we call Easter. And so with that in mind, let us make our way to our text as we talk from the subject, Good News from the Graveyard. Amen. But now, I believe you agree with me when I say it's very seldom, if ever, that we receive any type of good news from the graveyard. But over 2,000 years, well, we got a lot of walking. What's going on? That's sort of distracting. Can everybody just come on in and get a seat, because I'm being distracted. Amen. All this walking. Amen. Amen. I'll wait on you. All right. And so, yeah, I'm going to try it again. With that in mind, as we make our way to the text and talk about the good news from the graveyard, and as I've already said, seldom, if ever, we receive any good news from the graveyard. But over 2,000 years ago, early Easter Sunday morning, the greatest news that has ever been news came from the graveyard. And the news that came was the good news that Jesus lives. And that's why Easter is the one day whose sunrise is welcomed by the whole world. And now the arrival of other days sometimes may come with fear, but not Easter. Because all across the world, people gathered early this morning to hear again the good news from the graveyard, which is the good news of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so the question is, what makes this day so different? Why is Easter so gladly welcomed? Because Easter means good news. It means good tidings. And I believe all will agree when I say that this world needs some good news. With all of the things going on around us, all the tensions, the prejudice, the hate, the war, and the lack, we could use some good news. And so as we consider our subject, Good News from the Graveyard, we note that the scene of our text actually takes place as the women make their way to the graveyard. And so come with me and let's join these women early in the morning as they make their journey to the graveyard. We note verse 2 of the text says that they are on their way to the graveyard. And just think of how universal is this path, because all people will walk this way. One day we all have to go to the graveyard. Whether we're being carried there or we're going there because of someone else. But my brothers and sisters, the way to the graveyard is usually marked with weeping and anguish, because the graveyard is usually a trail of tears. And so the women came that first Easter morning to anoint the dead body of our Lord. The last thing they expected when they got there was to hear any kind of good news. And my brothers and sisters, who would expect good news from the graveyard anyhow? Because until the Easter Sunday morning, the news from the graveyard always was bad news. Meaning prior to this, death was the ruler of all of our destinies, because we were born to die. All of us were born to die, and we live for the graveyard. My brothers and sisters, a person's life may be fair, it may be beautiful and prosperous, but it is also fearful, transient, and dying. Because life is like a fading flower. Life is like the grass that withers and the flower that fades away and the vapor that vanishes away, because the Bible says in Adam all die. The Bible also says it's appointed unto men once to die. And this is the universal sentence of sin that is pronounced upon all people. My brothers and sisters, one day, no matter how good you eat, how much you exercise, how good you live, we will all die. And the only way we won't die is if Jesus comes back before that time. And if we belong to him, we'll be caught up and changed to meet him in the air. But the good news of Easter destroys the terror of death. We note that Paul in his first letter to the Corinthians Apostle Paul, he makes this declaration in that 15th chapter. He says, "O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory?" My brothers and sisters, because of the Easter good news, we can answer with confidence and say, "I thank God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ." My brothers and sisters, this is the good news. If Christ is in your life, you don't have to even worry about death itself. Because let me tell you, you're on the winning side. How many football franchises and basketball franchises would like to know that no matter how far behind they are in the game, in the end of the game, they will emerge victorious? I believe they'll pay millions and millions of dollars just to learn that secret. Well, that's the way it is in life. Yes, Lord, you can be way behind in life. You can be way down in life. But if you allow Jesus to come into your life, in the end, you will be victorious. Are y'all here with me? Well, and first of all, let me say that Jesus declared the good news. Jesus, the Son of God, came to put the stamp of immortality on people. He boldly declared that the grave was not the end. And you know, there are a lot of people who actually believe when you're dead, you're done. But I stop by to tell you, when you're dead, you've just begun your eternal, yes, existence. Because whether you are saved or lost, you're going to spend eternity somewhere. Whether you're going to spend it with the Lord and eternal peace and joy, whether you will spend it separated from an eternal damnation. And that's why he says to us in John 3:16, what they call the little Bible, they say, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life." Then he says again, once we have this everlasting life, he says in John, yes, Lord, 10 and 28, he said, "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." But even more, Jesus declared boldly, yes, Lord, on his way to the tomb of Lazarus, he said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." And then he declared again, "Whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Are you with me? Yes, your body may go back to the dirt, but the real you gonna live on. Are you with me? My brothers and sisters, these are the words of the Son of God. And if that declaration of truth is not enough, there's proof of immortality. Because not only did Jesus declare the good news, but Jesus also proved the good news. Well, my brothers and sisters, Jesus did die on the cross. Because the Bible says while he hung there on that old rugged cross, according to Matthew 27:50, it says that he yielded up the ghost. Simply put, he just died. I'm trying to tell you, Jesus did die. The soldiers around the cross, after thrusting a spear in his side, causing blood and water to flow from the wound, they said that Jesus was dead. Agents of Caesar, who said also that he was dead. Joseph of Arimathea, yes, Lord, and Nicodemus, who claimed his body and put it in the grave, they said that he was dead. My brothers and sisters, you need to make no mistake about it. Jesus did die on the cross. He was not just unconscious, nor was he in a swoon. He died. He was dead. And all my brothers and sisters, what an awful suspense that was while he lay in the tomb. I guess the word was out. Who would be master? Death or life? Darkness or light?
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Let me hear you put your hands together. Promised land.
there won't be no hatred.